Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. At the top of the hour, we talked a little bit about the volatility and everything that's going on, and that's scary for people, isn't it? The question, you know, the question is, or the conversations I'm having this week, Faisal, are all around, are we on track? Are we okay? What about the risk? Do we have the right amount of risk? And it's interesting how risk becomes a conversation only when things start to flare up, right? So I think we should spend a little bit of time really talking about this, because there are bouts, whether it's Omicron or whatever else, we get periods where volatility spikes and it creates problems.
Can I have the permission to vent a little here, Dave?
Sure, yeah.
Why is it that when it comes to people's portfolios, their investments, their future retirement, risk is only assessed when risk arrives?
Right.
I've used the analogy with some of our clients on, it's like crossing the street and not looking for a car until you get hit by a car.
Right. That's a problem.
That's a problem. No one does that in any part of their life except for the markets. As long as everything's going up, nothing is risky. When the markets were rallying this year, people were not talking about what could go wrong. People were not talking about the risks that are out there that could cause this type of volatility that we're seeing recently. And so when I think about what the issues are, is I don't think people have a true understanding of their tolerance of risk.
Correct.
Until risk arrives.
Right. And then it's very short and acute, right? And that you're right, they don't have a fair assessment of it. And then it becomes emotional and very, very a visceral experience for them.
Correct. Right? Correct. So now the conversation then leads to, well, then if I don't understand my tolerance, even though I can tell you I like medium risk, I can't take high risk, I prefer low risk, or whatever your definition of risk may be, how do you determine if you are tolerant with an investment strategy? Mm. So I think there are a few things that people need to look at. Number one, do you have a written retirement plan?
Right.
And how are you doing comparing to that plan? That's the number one thing, okay? Then you look at, with your advisor, and if you're a do-it-yourself, ask yourself, calculate the volatility in my portfolio during the past, call it 5, 10, 15, 20 years. How much risk have I taken versus whatever my benchmark is?
Right.
So if I'm a medium risk investor, you'd have a bit of stocks, a bit of bonds. Based on the comparisons to that, am I taking on more risk or less risk? Because we've talked about this before. When things are going up and things are going well, no one asks you, how much risk did you take to get me that
Correct.
Return?
That's right.
But when things are going down, how come we took so much risk?
Right.
So understand what your risk is. Now, guys like me, basically, who have no life, calculate the stuff all day long. I can tell you within a percentage how much volatility our portfolios are at. During extreme volatile periods, what will it go up? What will it go down? And how much of the market or of the portfolio in regards to versus the market are we capturing? I don't think most money managers talk about that to their clients.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And I'm going to say, in fairness, I'm not sure most clients understand or are even interested in that. Their experience with risk is the emotional aspect of it, right?
Correct.
Okay, so let's say somebody, I think your rant is right on the money. That's an important element. Everybody talks about return, nobody talks about risk.
Yeah.
And it's those two things in combination that help form a long-term investment strategy, right? Managing to those two things. But let's talk about if somebody's not interested in that. Okay, oh, Faisal, I get it, I don't understand, but I'm scared right now. Okay, the issue that I have, my rant is around the emotional short-term thinking that happens.
Yes.
Right? So even if you're not nerding out like we're talking about, right? There are ways to be able to help mitigate the experience that you have, because markets falling are a part of the systemic game that you play. They go up, they go down. They have to, over some period of time, do something for you. What is it that's supposed to do? What is your money supposed to do for you? Right? And we talk about financial planning. Okay? So I'm going to share with you lots of conversations I've had this week, and they all sort of focused on the same thing. What's going on in the market? We have that conversation.
Yep.
Okay. Volatility tends to spike when we introduce uncertainty into the future outlook.
Correct. Okay? Correct.
So it doesn't matter if it's Omicron, it doesn't matter if it's Fed tightening, whatever that uncertainty is creates volatility. Great, we have volatility. Am I going to be okay? That is the question a retiree is asking themselves constantly. Am I going to be okay? Can I still go and buy my Starbucks coffee today, even if the markets are down? So how do we measure that?
Well, I'd like to add to that. I don't think it's only the Starbucks thing. Am I going to run out of money?
Yeah, of course.
That's the biggest one.
Absolutely.
If this volatility continues, right, because we believe now this volatility is going to happen forever.
Forever, yeah.
If inflation's at 4.7%, it's going to be 4.7% forever.
Right.
Like, we take a certain situation in a period of time,
yeah,
and we then anchor on that, assuming that's going to be the foreseeable future or forever.
Yep.
And so the concern, the fear that people have in volatile times is, how will my retirement be impacted because of this?
Correct. Now, what role does time and averages play in the answer to this question? Right? Because if a market goes down this quarter, does that mean my retirement is over? Right?
Yeah.
How do I measure that? How do I know that that's not the problem?
How do you know it's only going to be a quarter?
Well, you don't. Right?
Right.
But how do I know?
That's the uncertainty.
That's right.
I don't know. This is going to be just a short-term thing.
Right.
I remember last year, mm-hmm, pandemic, mm-hmm, market crash, rally back up, great year last year. You know, I don't know what's going to happen again like that.
Right.
It could be worse. It could be down and down again.
Right.
For years. Who knows?
Right.
So that uncertainty causes that problem. This is why structure of how you build your retirement is important. I am really, really sympathetic. I am concerned for those people who've invested all of their money in an equity strategy based on dividends to pay for their retirement.
Right.
I am scared for those people. I am scared for those people who have been pushed up the risk spectrum just because there is no alternative except for stocks.
Right.
Don't buy bonds. Don't buy other types of investments. Don't buy alternatives. Don't. Only stocks. And now, welcome to the stock market. This is what it's about. These white guys like me love the volatility.
Right.
Why clients like ours hate the volatility, because they think that's going to be the reality of their future. Why do we develop an income bucket? And I don't hear anybody else talking about this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, how do you secure your income? Don't invest in high-risk investments.
Right.
Isn't that the outcome?
Right.
Isn't that the solution? Why is it that people are just pushing for growth, 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 and then when they need the cash flow and things are not going according to plan, meaning they're not going up, they freak out.
Right.
And it's going to happen. So understanding not only what your plan is, not what the money means to you, but what's the structure to get you to that reality.
Yeah, the structure. And then go back to it, right? So where I was trying to go to is there's going to be short-term angst all the time, right? But if you go back to the plan, and if you're constantly over time going structure and discipline, delivering to at or above plan, you're fine. You're fine, right? It's not the short term, because there's going to be really good periods. There's going to be not so good periods. On average, the question is, are you going to be okay?
Yeah. But keep in mind, that's the growth side of your portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the people who are living off this volatility.
Right. Have an income bucket.
Now, we know.
Yeah.
Majority Canadians that are in retirement or approaching retirement do not have an income bucket.
Right.
Because they're not structured that way.
Right.
So for those who are listening right now that do not have an actual income bucket to draw cash flow from to fund their lifestyle that's not invested in volatile investments like the stock market,
yep,
what do they do?
Well, there's a series of steps, right? You've got to, you have to evolve your strategy, structure, and discipline to fit your needs, mm-hmm, right? And so you got to talk to somebody who's got an expert in this. Like, and when I say you've got to evolve, if you're at that point where you are considering living off of your savings, your goals and objectives have changed.
Considerably.
You've got to recognize that, yeah, and then you've got to plan around those goals and objectives. And that's where maybe it didn't come across properly. What is the money supposed to do for you? And if you're in an income mode, well, guess what? You have an income need. You should be planning for that as well as for growth.
We gave a note to our clients. We did this on Friday. we recorded this and we send out these videos to our clients on the regular. We said, if you need cash from your savings in the next 6 months, call us now.
And you haven't got a an income bucket in place already.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
If you need cash and you haven't already started drawing cash and you haven't established an income bucket, call us now.
Right.
Pick up the phone, call us, get in front of us. We got to sort this out because we think volatility is going to be here for a very long time.
Well, volatility is, absolutely.
Okay. So why take that risk? I think, you know, this was a great show today. I think we've learned a lot in regards to what the risks are out there. And I would challenge all the listeners out there to see, do you actually have a growth bucket and an income bucket? And can you really tolerate the risk that you're on?
We've got one more seminar coming up before the end of the year. We're going to be talking about all of these different aspects of it, the structure, the discipline, income bucket, growth bucket. Why don't you invite everybody out for us?
Why don't you come on out and join us on Tuesday, December 7th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.